This morning, I reflect on the words of Picasso. I am always doing that which I cannot do in order that I may learn how to do it. How wonderful, learning how to do that which I cannot do. How often we limit ourselves and our experience of life by our limited perceptions. I have not done that before. I can't do that. I don't know how. Picasso suggests we do that which we think we cannot do in order to learn how to do it. What a different perspective. Most of the time, we look for the evidence that we can do it before we even try. Yet another luminary, Buckminster Fuller, points out, there is nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly. If we keep searching for the evidence that we can, we will not enter that state of mind that allows us to learn how to do what we think we cannot do. If this assignment appeals to you, do this exercise this week. Identify something you think you cannot do that would greatly benefit you, either personally or professionally. Don't take on the most impossible thing you can imagine. Identify something that stretches you, and then see, hear, or feel yourself doing that action, being the person doing that action, and doing it beautifully. Commit to doing it this week so that you begin the pattern of learning how to do what you cannot do, and then just do it. Congratulations. You have now found a way to live beyond the limits you place on yourself. Your life will be richer, more meaningful, and a lot more engaging. Have a great time doing what you thought you could not do.